This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The weather is challenging for millions of Americans. The National Weather Service says as much as a foot of snow may fall today from southeastern Colorado all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The National Weather Service's Josh Weiss on what more the nation's midsection can expect.
This heavy snow will be accompanied by very strong winds of 30 to maybe 50 mile an hour wind gusts for the next 24 hours. So significant impacts with heavy snow affecting a large portion of the middle part of the country, basically ending by Wednesday morning.
Josh Weiss with the National Weather Service. Federal investigators are looking into whether four bolts were missing from a door panel of an Alaska Airlines jet when the door panel slid up and flew off during a flight last week. The AP's Donna Warder.
The four bolts are supposed to help hold the panel in place, and federal investigators want to know if those bolts were missing when the plane took off. Alaska Airlines and United Airlines have reported separately that they've found loose parts in the panels of door plugs on some other Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. 171 of those planes are grounded so they can be inspected.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. A U.S. citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia.
The arrest of Robert Woodman Romanov was reported by the press service of the Moscow courts. It said a district court had ruled on Saturday to keep Romanov in custody for 2 months on charges of preparing to get involved in illegal drug trafficking, pending an official probe. It didn't offer any details of the accusations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump will be in federal court today in Washington as an appeals court hears arguments on whether he is immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Michigan beat Washington 34-13 in the college football playoff title game. This is AP News. Immigration is a sensitive subject in France. The AP's Julie Walker.
French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne resigned Monday following political tensions over immigration. And President Emmanuel Macron's office says he will appoint a new government. Elizabeth Borne's resignation follows the passage of contentious immigration legislation backed by President Macron, aimed at strengthening the government's ability to deport some foreigners, among other measures. Born France's second female prime minister, was appointed in 2022 after Macron's re-election for a second term. He posted on X, formerly Twitter, that her work has been exemplary every day.
And word just in, Gabriel Attal has been named France's youngest ever prime minister as President Macron seeks a fresh start. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.